Sustainable Hour, proudly brought to you by City to Surf Solar Plus.
Something is going on in Anglesey. There's an urgent action call. Rally and march happening this Sunday. A march that's going to go up to the Anglesey mine. And to give us a little bit of an insight in what that is all about, we have called Andrew Laird. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that how I pronounce your surname, Laird?
That's a very good effort.
Welcome to the Sustainable Hour. Thank you for taking a bit of time to explain to us what's going to happen on Sunday and what your expectations are, but also what you're protesting against, because it is a protest march against the coal mine there and the coal power plant. Is that right?
That's correct. We're seeking to have the Anglesey coal mine and power plant shut down and rehabilitated, and the march will be focusing on that, the reasons why that should occur, and indeed the possibilities that it opens up post mine and power plant.
What's the argument for shutting it down?
You need to understand a little bit about the history of it, Mick, initially. The agreement between the operator of the mine and power plant and the state of Victoria goes back to 1961, and the mine and power plant were constructed in order to provide part of the power for the Alcoa Point Henry smelter, which, as we all know, closed in the last few days. In fact, the power plant provided about 40% of that power, and in circumstances where the smelter has closed, there's no longer any need for that electricity, and it has really sharpened the focus in terms of why this power plant and mine are there at all, and the environmental and health consequences of having it there. If I can perhaps just very briefly touch on some of the issues.
Andrew, sorry, Tony here. Just sorry, before you get into that, and yep. Thanks very much for taking our call this
sure.
morning. Just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved.
Okay.
Like, because you don't strike me as being, we've met, don't strike me as being a green extremist.
Most certainly not. I'm a barrister. I've been a barrister for over 20 years. I have family connections going back to Anglesey continuously since the 1950s, the mid-50s, well before Alcoa came to town. If you go down to the surf club, my uncle's name is proudly up on the honour board, and my own family's had its own place for 8 years or so, and I spend a lot of time down there surfing and bushwalking. When I'm not in court, I'll often base myself down there. I'm very fortunate to have a understanding wife and daughter that let me do that. And like most people, when I initially came down to Anglesey and when we got our place down there, I assumed that the mine and power plant must be adequately regulated and that there would be stringent standards in place that were protective of human health and that those would be mandatory. And really, Tony, over the last 6 months, I've had my eyes open very wide about those issues. I can now see that there is enormous cause for concern, and that's why I and a number of others have been prepared to become actively involved and to speak out.
There was a National Air Pollution Summit just recently, is that right?
That's right. In fact, last weekend, the National Air Pollution Summit was held in Melbourne. I was invited to speak on Anglesey. There were eminent speakers from all around Australia, including EPA representatives, academics, and also a number of community representatives that presented on air pollution problems in their particular areas. And quite frighteningly, and not a lot of people realise this, but Anglesey has been named in the Environmental Justice Australia Clearing the Air report, which is a major report on why Australia urgently needs national air pollution laws. Anglesey has been named a national air pollution hotspot due to the sulphur dioxide emissions that the Alcoa power plant emits. And we're right up there with other national pollution hotspots like Mount Isa and Port Pirie. People are staggered when they hear that, but it's a fact.
Who's actually against shutting it down? I mean, it sounds so obvious. Of course, we have renewables now, so what's the problem?
Well, we're trying really to understand that, and I haven't seen anybody make a good case out for keeping the mine and plant open. One of the problems that we keep bumping our heads up against is that Alcoa, the current operator, has decided in its wisdom that it now wants to try and sell the mine and plant rather than gracefully shut it down and rehabilitate it. And it's currently going through a very opaque expressions of interest process. There hasn't been any transparency whatsoever with the local community, so the local community is completely in the dark. I'd have to say the state government has been incredibly disappointing as well. They have refused to engage with the local community. So all we know is that apparently Alcoa is seeking to sell the mine and plant as a going concern. It appears that the intention is to keep it open potentially for decades to come. And alarmingly, there have been some reports, and these reports haven't been denied, that there's foreign company interest in the mine and plant, and in circumstances where the state government is clearly on record as wanting to establish a brown coal export industry in Victoria, we're terribly concerned, and I know people across the Surf Coast and into Geelong are terribly concerned, that the spectre of a major expansion of the mine and export through Geelong could potentially be on the cards.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, you mentioned state government have been disappointing in their lack of response. Who's a local member there, and what's, I guess you're talking about him in when talking about lack of response?
Yes, the Honourable Terry Mulder, who is our Minister for Transport, is the local member in Polworth. I've personally attempted to contact him on a number of occasions. I'm aware of many other people that have done likewise. His degree of disengagement has been incredibly disappointing. I have never been able to speak with him. I don't recall ever having received a response. Certainly if I ever have, it would have been perfunctory. He seems completely disengaged, and we're terribly disappointed about it. But beyond that, we also have a Premier who comes from regional Victoria and a Minister for Energy and Resources that come from regional Victoria, and we really think they should be standing up for the regions and not only looking after Anglesey from a preventative health and environmental point of view, but actively promoting the clean, sustainable jobs of the future. And unfortunately, from what we can see, and I don't profess to be an expert in this area, but I listen to those who are. The renewable energy industry in this state has really been under attack and has been held back. And what we would really like to see would be the technology of the past, this filthy polluting coal mine and power plant, shut down and rehabilitated, and for us to get on into the 21st century developing the clean, sustainable jobs of the future.
That would have a really good potential for a tourist attraction, some sort of educational infrastructure down there where there was renewable energy, and it became an educational attraction for people from all over the world. Like, because people come there already from all over the world. It's one of the Great Ocean Road, one of the most visited tourist attractions. Would that be right?
That's right. And in fact, it really brings into sharp focus the paradox here, because you have this wonderful part of the world. In fact, we're told that the Great Ocean Road tourism industry is worth something in the order of $2.1 billion a year. And yet we have this absolute carbuncle of a coal mine and power station right next to it, potentially going to expand. the effect on tourism doesn't need to be speculated about. It could be incredibly damaging. And we can see, Tony, the possibilities, as you touch upon, for some form of tourist park or a number of other very creative and sustainable uses. But one thing that we're terrified about, given what has happened around Australia with mining, is that we will be left with a half-baked rehabilitation and potentially a site that is not only unusable but potentially dangerous. You can't simply allow this massive coal pit to sit there. You can't simply allow water to fill it up and pick up all of the toxins and other things that are in the coal pit. So any form of rehabilitation has to be done properly. And we really want Premier Dennis Napthine, Energy Minister Russell North, and the rest of the government to step up to the plate and tell us exactly how is this rehabilitation going to be done. Because you've got to remember, this mine and power plant is situated in the National Estate Registered Anglesey Heath, iconic
significant
part of Victoria.
Very significant.
But when you talk about jobs, I have seen a statement from the union in Anglesey saying there's 80 jobs at stake here, and they don't agree with you.
Mick, we've heard this figure of 80 jobs bandied around at length. We've called upon Alcoa to be transparent about the 80 jobs. How many of those jobs are full-time? How many of them are part-time? How many of them are contractors? And all of that information could be disclosed without breaching any privacy concerns. We've never had any clarity about that figure, so I'd have to say that we're suspicious about the figure of 80 to begin with. But even if one assumes it is a figure of 80, we still have to grapple with the fact that this mine and power plant are not sustainable in the longer term. Sooner or later, we have to start transitioning into the clean, sustainable jobs of the future. Now is the perfect time. The power isn't required any longer. Coal is well and truly on the nose internationally, despite the fact that Australia seems desperate to dig up as much as it can in the limited time that we may have left before some form of regulation is imposed on it. And we really need not a government that is seeking to prop up an old industry of the past, an old polluting industry, but a government with a bit of vision that can look forward 5, 10, 20 years and build on this beautiful asset that we have, the Great Ocean Road, rather than turning it into some form of industrial wasteland, which regrettably appears to be on the cards. And we're calling upon Premier Dennis Napthine to come out and rule out expansion of the mine, rule out the transport of coal through Geelong for export. Very easy thing to do. It hasn't been done yet, and it's fueling enormous concerns in Anglesey, the Surf Coast, and in Geelong.
So if anyone out there is listening to you right now and want to back you up in that, then they can come to Anglesey on Sunday at 11 o'clock at the Anglesey Skate Park. And then what's going to happen? And do you know anyone who's coming?
Yes, well, I know personally a large number of people who are coming, including, I have to say, Mick, a number of the delegates from the National Air Pollution Summit, because they were shocked about the sulphur dioxide emissions from Anglesey, third highest in Australia from a power plant. So we're expecting a large number of people down there. We've got a number of excellent speakers for what is going to be a family-friendly event. It will focus not only on why the mine and power plant should be shut, but also the very positive future that we can see in terms of environment, employment and health and everything else. We've got some amazing speakers, including Rob Gell, who any older listeners will certainly know and love from his time presenting the weather on TV, but he's also a coastal geomorphologist by training and a wonderful public speaker. We've got Dr. Jacinta Morahan, who has been a major driving force for many years in terms of raising awareness of the risks that the mine and power plant poses, a local doctor and a local mum. Councillor Margot Smith, who is one of our many wonderful Surf Coast councillors, who has been very proactive about the issue. Dr. Nicholas Aberlay, who is the Safe Climate Manager of Environment Victoria. We're privileged to have him speaking briefly also, and it looks like I might have even been added to the running sheet to say a few words as well.
And you know who's coming as well? I think I can see the Sustainable Hour will be there, and we might even bring a microphone if that's all right.
Well, that would be wonderful. It's always good to have things like Vox Pops and to enable people who perhaps can't come along on the day to catch up on what occurred.
You can guarantee that'll happen, Andrew.
That sounds brilliant.
Thanks very much. We have to leave it there now, pay some bills. So thanks very much, and look forward to having a chat on Sunday, and good on you for what you're doing.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
The Sustainable Hour, proudly brought to you by Cities of Surf Solar Plus.